Welcome to The Clopen Effect, a retail podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I'm your host, Meredith.
And I'm your host, Cass.
Let's have some fun. Episode 8.
Episode 8.
Woo! I can't believe it. We're
almost
here.
To 10.
Oh my gosh.
That's so crazy.
We'll have to have a little celebration or something.
So you said we have like over 600 downloads. Oh my gosh.
That is way more than I thought.
We don't know that many people.
I was reading all these articles last year when I was waiting for the equipment because everything was on back order. Yeah. And it kept saying, don't be sad if you only have 500 downloads your first year. And I mean, we're on episode 8.
Oh my God.
600 downloads.
That's so awesome.
And we're like getting followers and stuff, which I thought I'd be happy with 50 followers. That was another thing on an article.
It's because we're freaking hilarious. We just like to laugh at our own
dumb
jokes.
And I realize that we have a lot of friends because we get all the text messages, the Snapchats, all that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I love when you put all the comments like on the Facebook post, like what everybody says.
I know.
I love it. It's so awesome.
That's my Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to schedule meetings at my work because all I do is look at my phone. Wait. I mean, just kidding, boss man.
The boss doesn't know about your podcast yet.
Not yet. Oh, did I tell you that story, though?
What?
We were on a call. It was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And what they do is like an icebreaker. So they kind of just talk about, oh, what do you do on the weekends? Or they ask like.
And I'm like, why are you asking me that?
Yeah, definitely. I'm like just pretending to drink my water and like keep it on mute, you know? But one of the people that was on the call, he looked up and he goes, yeah. And I hear that someone has a podcast.
And you're like, oh my God.
I had to like shut the camera off because I'm pretty sure my whole face was like beet red. I'm like, did he find me out? And then he was like.
You don't think that made it obvious that you shut the camera off? Wasn't me.
And then he was like, something about, I don't even know who he was talking about, like some star. And he was like, yeah, has anyone been listening to this? And I'm just like.
You're like, oh, they're talking about Joe Rogan.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. And I was like, oh, no, I haven't heard of it.
Oh,
I
mean, that's so funny.
I'm barely a podcaster. Oh, yeah. I only listen to a few.
I only listen to murder mysteries. And this really cool one, it's called The Clopen Effect. I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but you should check it out.
They're going to be like, Clopen, wait a minute. Isn't that when you close and open?
No, wait
no,
a
it's
minute.
Not retail.
It's weird.
So weird. But so thanks again for all the downloads and all the followers. It's
we're
amazing.
Happy to have you all here with us.
Yes.
It's exciting.
We're going to do a little giveaway here, too. I just got 100 reusable The Clopen Effect bags. They are sweet.
So exciting.
So if you're listening to this, and it's what, April? Beginning of April, of 2021.
Yes.
We're going to be giving out some stuff. So
yes.
Yeah, very exciting.
You'll have
very
to check
exciting.
Out our Facebook page. You got to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Yep. Under the same name, Clopen Effect. Yep. Can't miss us.
So you can win some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're cool like that. We want to give you guys stuff because you're so awesome for listening.
I was at, over the weekend. Didn't get any sleep. My son needed an actress.
Gosh. You were up till like 4:30 in the morning on Saturday. That was crazy.
I know.
When's the last time you did that?
Never. I feel like I've been old my whole life. By midnight, I'm like ready to turn into a pumpkin, as my mom would say.
Yeah.
And so I was traveling for work. I was in central like Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And my son called me and he was like, so the mom that was supposed to play in this movie. She was around people with COVID or something,
oh my
so
gosh.
She can't come on set. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm thinking he's just telling me a conversation. He's like,
right.
You want to try out for it? I'm like, no, but yes. So it was like, I was up till midnight on Thursday night
oh
in another
gosh.
State, FaceTiming him going through all these lines.
Yeah.
So I went from Indy on Friday to Plainfield, Illinois. And then,
oh my God, that's where you guys
that's where
recorded?
We filmed. Yeah, so it's way south, right? Hour 20,
I didn't know
hour
that.
30.
I thought you guys were like in the neighborhood
oh,
doing
no.
it. Oh
no,
my God.
That's why we got home so late and had to leave so early. So from Indy over to Plainfield.
Oh my
And
gosh.
Then filmed all night, got home at like 2 or 3 in the morning on Saturday. We slept a little bit and then got back at 3.
Oh my gosh.
3 or 6, between 3 and 4. And then all the way till 4 in the morning on Sunday.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But the fun thing is, a couple of the crew that were on there, they followed us on The Clopen Effect.
Nice.
Yeah, I know.
Welcome new listeners.
I know. So they're supporters now.
Yeah,
so I'm excited.
Good.
I support them. Oh my gosh. This team, I was going to say kids, but they're not. These young adults are amazing.
I say anybody under the age of 30 is kids.
So yeah, I know. Well, because I'm older. Yeah. But these, I mean, they're young adults. Everybody had a part in the crew, like a,
a role.
A role in the crew, you know. Like, one had to make sure the lighting was right, cameras. Steven was the director. The other one was, I think she said AD, like associate director or assistant director.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they're called, but I mean, unbelievable. They made sure there was dinner. There were snacks. Everybody had water. They kept checking on
That's
everybody.
That's amazing.
I mean, it's amazing what goes into
one scene.
They're
like a real Hollywood crew.
Oh
huh?
my gosh. Yeah.
Like when you had to take Steven cause he was an extra in a show, right?
Yeah. What Chicago Fire.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you were like, this is great. Like I just get to sit
oh
here
my
and
gosh.
Feed me all day.
It was
and...
three meals plus snacks plus this big tent. I felt bad for the actors on the Chicago Fire one because it was supposed to be like a fall scene.
Yeah.
So they were all wearing long sweaters and stuff, and it ended up being 95 degrees that day, not even being dramatic.
Like, they're like recording Christmas movies in July.
Yes.
They're all have
exactly.
snow everywhere.
Yeah, snow, quote unquote, snow everywhere. So yeah.
We
it's
had when
so
we were
fun.
Kids, they recorded a Baker Square commercial in front of our house. We lived on this dirt road out in the middle of nowhere in Huntley.
Yeah.
And so it was like this Baker Square commercial where like the cow had taken off in the truck or something. I remember seeing the commercial when we were kids. So we had this whole production crew. We get off the bus and they have like catering set up and all this. And they're like, you guys want some food? We're like, hell yeah. And they were only there for like 3 days, but it was like Friday, Saturday, Sunday they were there and they fed us the whole time. It was great.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we got to hang out with them and stuff. It was pretty cool.
This crew this past weekend got real lucky because the guy that owns it, or it's his uncle or something, they were in between houses. So there was nothing really in the house.
Oh, the house where you were recording
and he put
at,
up with our asses because he works retail.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he works retail and he had to get up the next morning real early and
oh
we were
gosh.
There till 3 in the morning. I felt so bad for him, but he was such a good sport.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it ended up being a great weekend. So
I know. And, speaking of getting up early, my alarm went off at 2 a.m. this morning.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that.
I was sleeping so good. Good. I wanted to cry when my alarm went off. I was like, no.
Oh, do you ever get up and you just have that shaky feeling like you know you didn't get enough sleep? That's what happens to me.
No, I'm just mad.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm usually crappy too.
I'm just like so mad at the whole world and I'm get out of my way. Why you got to be in my way? Which leads us to what we're going to talk about today. How crabby
customers.
I get. Yeah. How crabby I get when customers stand in my damn way.
Yeah. So you showed up to the store to do a reset?
Yeah.
Real early reset.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we were like South Loop. So it
was
far.
Yeah. So it takes you a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're, you know, I picked up a coworker at 4 a.m. and started driving down. It took us like an hour and 10 minutes to get there. And we got there and I just like sat in the car for like, he's like, all right, I'm going in. I'm like, okay, bye. I was going to sit here for a couple of minutes. I'm so tired, you know, but it actually went pretty smooth. So
good.
It wasn't bad, you know.
So the store opens at what time?
Six.
So you got there early and tried to get some stuff done before customers.
Yeah. So yeah, all of a sudden, you know, we're doing our thing and I'm not looking at the phone or anything. I was actually texting you about some stuff, right?
And forgot about me.
Yeah. I forgot about you because then, you know, you start getting into what you're doing and it's like, oh my God. And then there's all of a sudden there's people walking around and I look at another coworker and I'm like, what time is it? Why is there customers in here? He's like, dude, it's like 7 o'clock. I'm like,
open.
Oh, good. The coffee place is open. Let's go get some coffee. After I drank a huge cup of coffee on the way down there and peed like three times. I'm like, I'm ready for the next round.
I've been on resets where we've started early 3 a.m. And by 5 a.m., customers are opening the doors because they know how to open them.
Right.
When
they're
not locked.
Yeah, they leave it open so the employees
but they
get
don't
in.
Like automatically open.
Right.
It's like you have to know which door.
Right.
These customers will come in at 5, grab a couple carts, and they're shopping.
Yeah.
And then they will stand by the cash registers at 6 a.m. when
disgusting.
They put that
people
the money
rude.
In. And then,
people
they're
are
there.
So rude.
It's like, whoo. I mean, I guess if you start at 6, you can start checking people out, but I don't know. I mean,
that's so annoying, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, people are trying to work. And again, you're going to go stand in front of them while they're trying to load stuff up. Like, let me stand in front of the tomatoes you're trying to stock and pick the perfect tomato for 25 freaking minutes while I'm trying to put tomatoes up there.
I feel like I hate people because...
it's nothing new.
It's a very blunt statement, but because I was doing a mapping project in Illinois, And what we had to do was all of meat department, deli, bakery, and we had to take pictures of 4-foot sections.
Yeah.
So
Like the coolers and
had,
stuff
yeah,
like that.
I yeah, I had like my name badge on and everything. You could tell that I worked for the store or
right.
with the store.
Right.
And I would stand there, let's say at the meat department, and I would put my phone up, and I swear a customer would look at me, see what I was doing,
yeah.
and go and stand right in front of it.
I don't care.
No.
I remember a couple times you sent me pictures and you're like,
yeah,
I don't care. There's
the back
butts.
Of customers going,
there's
yep.
butts in this yep. pictures because I cannot stand here any longer. Yep.
Oh, I mean, there was one time that I needed to take a picture of like a long bunker that they have for frozen, you know, where they keep the shrimp and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And I had to take a picture of that and I could not get some, you know, get everybody out of the
right.
shot.
You're like, there's going
to
be people.
It was
in
almost
this shot.
Like they wanted to see what I was taking a picture of.
Yeah.
They thought they were missing out, I think is what.
Right.
Yeah.
What's this lady over here looking at? I
yeah,
want some.
I want some.
What
What's on
it?
Sale?
What is
oh,
it?
Maybe she's just putting signs up. You know, they think that you're everybody.
I know.
Think that you're like the shopper or the pricing person.
Yeah.
And so they want to know what you're putting on.
Yeah.
And you know what else they do is if you carry around a printer or
oh,
something
God.
That looks like a printer,
yes.
they think that you're putting markdown stickers
oh,
on.
Oh, yeah.
So then they follow you around and I just tell them I'm not putting anything on.
Right.
This is for barcodes, not
right.
for markdowns.
Yeah.
But I've had people say, hey, where are you going with that?
Yeah.
Because they want to know what I'm marking
I don't
down.
Know if I don't know if I told you guys the stories because I get so mixed up in my stories, but it was around Christmas and I have my cell phone in my hand and I have one of those really old lady flip covers over
oh, yeah.
my, you know?
Even though it's a new phone.
Yeah.
It's just to protect it.
Right. To protect the screen. And they make fun of the old ladies, like they walk around and it hits them in the face, you know, like while you're walking. Anyways, so I'm holding that in my hand and we don't work for the store, you know, we're mm-hmm. there to help with stuff.
Yep.
And this lady looks at me and she goes, really? There's one person behind the meat counter 2 days before
oh,
Christmas. And I was like,
God.
Why'd you wait so long to shop, bitch? But I didn't say that. I just kind of looked at her like, and I go, oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what, I don't work here. Well, you're holding that thing in your hand. I thought you worked here. I held it up. I go, my cell phone? She felt dumb. I could tell she felt dumb, and I was glad she felt dumb. I just walked away. It was, like, the best to not have to be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry about that. Let me get right behind there and cut some fucking meat for you. Because that's what I would have had to do at my old job,
oh,
you know.
Man. I was helping out a store in Wisconsin, and an older lady walked up, and so I looked right at her, and I said, someone will be right with you, because I thought maybe she only had, like, one more day to live, you know? So I was, like, polite with her, because you never know how much longer
oh,
someone
God.
Has.
Yeah.
Just kidding. And her, whoever it was, daughter or whatever, came around to the other counter, and they were helping her, and I was doing something where they didn't want me to help customers, because
right.
I was cleaning and, you know, doing polishing or something.
Yeah.
And so I said, I promise someone will be right with you. That woman that was with her walked like over after it had been just a couple minutes because there was only one person working in deli at the time. It was like a Tuesday afternoon.
Right.
That's a very slow
yes.
time for delis.
Yes.
Or at least where we work. And this woman walked back over to the older lady and looked at me and she said, you're back here. How come you haven't helped
oh
her yet?
Oh my God.
And I was like, I'm so sorry. They have me on a project. I really don't work
yeah.
for the store. And she's like, then why are you back there?
Oh my God.
I was like, have a good day.
I'd be like, I'm maintenance.
Yeah. I mean, grab your salad with like whatever I have on my
yeah.
fingers. Okay.
I got some oil on my hands. Would
yeah.
you like me to touch your meat?
But it's just like, come on, observe, you know, observe it first before you start complaining
yeah.
and crabbing to people, you know, but.
Yeah.
So I'm laughing because I have slippers on right now because we recorded
my basement.
And I love
them. I want some. I used to have those ones. I'm jealous.
I was telling Cass that I got some slippers as a gift, and they looked like deer hooves. The color was brown with like a white stripe.
Oh, God.
So every time I wore them, I felt like I would look down and I'd be like, what? Wait, I'm a horse? What is that called when it's
Centurion.
Like...
Centurion.
Yeah.
Half horse, half woman.
Yes.
Maybe there's a different one for a woman because I think that's a man, half horse, half man, but whatever.
But they're not like that. These are nice ones.
No, these are nice ones. I like those.
I mean, the other ones were really comfortable, but every time I looked down, I'm like, whoa, wait, what's happening? Ploppity
clop, plop, plop. I got horse hooves. When did I grow horse hooves?
Nah.
Oh, my God, we're terrible.
We're terrible. Too much sugar and too much caffeine. That's what happened today.
I drank so much coffee so
oh
I could
gosh,
be here right
I
now.
I love sugar.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. Oh, man.
So, yeah, let's go back to the customer standing in
oh,
front of
man.
Us.
Oh, man. Yeah, let's, because there are so many stories of that.
So part of my job, as you know, is I take pictures of displays, right? And I send it to the boss so that way they know we're doing our job,
yep.
you know?
Yep.
So I'm like, took a picture of this display, and then I was like, oh, wait, you know, this is kind of out of the, you know, I need to fix it up a little bit. So I start moving stuff, and then this lady comes up next to me, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry, you need to get in there. And it's literally a display of, like, two products, okay? Yeah. She stood there for 10 minutes, like, reading every single ingredient, flipping them over, inspecting each one, and I'm just, like, daggers staring at her. Like, it would have taken me 2 seconds because I was already done, like, fixing it. Now I have to freaking fix it again. Yeah,
I think that they do that on purpose.
I really, I don't want to think the world is that evil, but I know how evil I am.
I have seen it many times.
It's
many
so annoying. Times. So annoying.
So they, at a lot of stores now, they have like grab and go items. Yeah. So it's like sliced meats, cheeses, or
sandwiches,
whatever, salads,
already made.
Sandwiches.
Yeah.
And so you will make it real neat where everything, you can see what you're buying, but the price tags are on the back.
Yeah.
So customers will see me.
Oh my God. And they like,
and they
over.
Flip every single one over.
It's like, they're all the same price.
And then look at you and smile, like, have a good day. And
it's
I just
two
want to
for
shove
ten.
It up their
they're
butt.
Both $5.
Like, what are you looking at?
Oh, my God.
Like, ham is ham. It's always been ham. Grab some ham and walk away. You know what I mean?
It's so annoying.
If you don't like it, you're going to be back in 2 days anyways to grab turkey. You know? Come on. It's so annoying.
Oh, my God. I hate people so much sometimes.
Oh, and like I was saying about this mapping, I honestly think that people would know what I was doing.
Yeah.
And they would purposely stand there.
Stand.
And I
they
hate
wanted
to judge.
To be celebrities. They thought you were
I know,
doing
and I hate
crazy.
To judge, but it happened so many times. You know, the first or second store, I was like, oh, no, they don't know I'm standing here.
Yeah.
Or I honestly think people do
they
it on purpose.
They lock eyes with you and be like,
they
what?
Do.
What are you going to do about it?
Yep.
I see you're trying to take this picture.
Yeah.
We had to do that too. We had to like take pictures of the meat section with like bacon and then, you know, sausage and lunch meat. You know, we'd have to take those three pictures and I would just be like, oh my God. You know, the first store was easy because you get there early enough. No one's really in the store. You can, you know, but you got to make sure it looks good too. So you got to take time to fix it up, make sure everything looks good, and then snap a couple pictures. Well, it's like pulling teeth to get the people out of the way. Mm-hmm. I just need just the lunch meat. Just go on each side of the lunch meat.
Yep. Yep.
Just get out of the way.
I had one customer, his intentions were good. He saw me taking a picture and he had a big, large cart, you know? And he goes, oh, are you taking a picture? And he jumped out of the way. And I'm like, can I move your cart too?
Kind of need everything in the picture except for you.
He was
and
like,
your
oh,
cart.
It's like slapped his forehead. Like, what am I thinking? So
I thought
that,
you were
going to
be
fun.
Like, he's going to pose like peace.
Yeah. I do have a couple pictures of customers.
Do you?
Like, I would make like a beer display or like sausage and beer display. And there was one customer that was so nice. He was like, can you take a picture with me?
Oh
so I
God.
Have one of him and it's got his thumb up like, yeah. And he's pointing at the beer. You know?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. It was awesome.
That's when I was getting trained. You know, our friend, our friend Tim, our rock star, rock star of retail. I trained with him a lot and he's showing me how to do it and everything. And like, I was like a little naive at first. I thought the pictures only went to the bosses and he was like, yeah, no, don't do that because like the owners of the company. Sees the pictures. I was like, let me get in there and be like, what's up?
Everyone that we represent can see that, especially the other, or including all the other.
I was like, ooh, thanks for letting me know that. It's important to know.
Some really big name brands.
This is what you get when someone just talks good about you and they offer you a job and you know nothing about it.
That's how your interview went.
I know. Remember on my resume, like there was a word spelt wrong on it?
I think I fixed it before I forwarded it.
No, you didn't.
I
remember?
Didn't fix it.
No.
Oh.
We didn't see it until after. It was like, you were like,
so
okay,
I told
sent.
Him then.
And then I was like, oh my God, that word is spelled wrong. And it was like big, bold letters. Like, it was like the header.
And Microsoft Word was trying to tell you with the squiggly line, like, fix me.
And we were like, oh, look at that cool underline it gave it. Print it.
And then I remember calling him and I said, so Cassandra sent in her resume and there's a word spelled wrong. And she says she's really sorry.
And then I brought it up in the interview and I was like, you know, I just wanted to stick out from everybody else. I just wanted to be noticed.
Did you tell him that?
I
That's did. So funny.
He's like, I would have never even noticed that. And I was like, sure. You're just being nice.
I think someone else in Illinois told me that when they went to go interview, they said that all the boss did was talk about me. Like, oh, Meredith says that you're great, and Meredith does this for the team, and Meredith does this.
Oh my God.
Are you going to so ask funny. Me anything? Or
no.
No.
We just care that we Meredith just... knows you, and she's a great worker, so you must be a great worker, too.
That's all it was. You're coming from Meredith. Okay, you're fine.
Okay, you're fine. She would never give us anybody that sucks. So talking about interviewing people, you know, like we both used to interview people at our old job, mm-hmm. and I used to do like the orientation classes, mm-hmm. and I always called it like the brainwashing class, like love our company, only shop at our company, get all your friends and family to come to our company, you know, but it was like done in the most polite way. You would never know you were being brainwashed, you know, but sometimes you would just get these people like, they'd come in for an interview. We had like, it was like a phone interview and then an in-person. And then if the in-person, if we liked you, then they would send you to like the store director.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And that would be the final decision.
Mm-hmm.
But the store director was always like, I trust your judgment. So if you're sending them to me, I'm going to hire them,
yes.
you know? So we were like really the last interview mm-hmm. because the next one you were just like being offered the job.
And it would always be two different people for the phone
yes.
and the face-to-face
right.
so
right.
that there was two different opinions,
yeah.
right?
So I'd be like the second one, right? Somebody already phone interviewed this person and they'd come into the office and I'd be like, okay, you know, give me a time when you like used your best customer service to take care of a customer. And they would just be like, well,
are there customers involved at this job?
Do I have to talk to people here? And I'm like, how did you make it through the phone interview? And I just like, if the person was there, I'd be like staring at them like, why did...
Making them all uncomfortable.
You know? And then it was the worst because you'd be like, okay, yeah, so, you know, we have a couple people that have interviewed for the job, so you'll hear from us within 2 weeks. And then it's like, that was the cue to just get the hell out. You mm-hmm. didn't get the job, but they never got that. And then they call and be like, I had an interview there. I was wondering, you know, are you guys going to hire me? Hell no! Not unless you're working in the dairy cooler where you don't have to talk to nobody. You're in the shadows in the back room.
I had one person call me and he was like, my mom's making me call you. Did I get it or not?
Oh my God.
Or forget that.
You know that, you know, their parent was a boomer. Like, you just got to show up.
Yeah.
Just show up and ask for a job and you should get the job. It doesn't work like that anymore. Especially now with online. You do everything online.
Yeah.
You know, I'm surprised they don't just, like, make you answer, you know, question, answer kind of thing online and then decide from there.
I can't remember what company it was, but I went through this interview process, and it was a, what do they call that? The mental questions
like
or
an
whatever.
Evaluation?
Yes, yes,
oh my
exactly.
God, I would never get that
I think
job.
I've had that happen once, twice at
really?
Least. Yeah. And it was like, in this situation, what were you doing? You know, and there were three
God.
Different like answers. And then some were typed out. I think I got halfway through and I said, forget it.
Forget this.
Forget it.
They're going to know how crazy I am.
It was probably for a pharmacy. They were like, nah, she's good.
she'll be taking more meds than she's passing out.
If someone offers you something, will you take it? Yeah. Yeah, I would.
My mom always told me, if anybody offers me drugs, to bring them home.
I've had a couple of people that I interviewed that they bring like pop in or their cell phone rings or they're texting.
During the interview?
Yes. Like, I'm going to call young kids again. I'll say young kids.
Yes.
And like this one kid walked in and he had his cell phone with him.
Yeah.
And I would ask him a question. He would look down and like start texting. And I'm like, hey, who are you asking?
Oh my God. He's like, hey mom.
This is what she's asking.
I'm in this interview right now. Can you help me out?
I know. He did it two or three times. I'm
what
like, okay, stop doing that.
You're like, okay, I'm interviewing you to push carts. It's not that hard.
By the way, you can't use your cell phone while you're pushing carts.
God.
So you can't use it now in the interview.
You know, and that was like when the kids we would hire to push carts, you only had to be 16.
Yep.
So you're hiring these kids that have, you know, I'd be more lenient on them,
mm-hmm.
but I would at least try to coach them through the interview
yes.
so they would know.
You just needed young and full of energy
right.
or strength or
and
just,
you have to ask, you know, you got to ask these questions. And I'm like, so tell me a time you went out of your way for a customer. And they would be like, well, I've never had a job.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, so tell me a time where you went out of your way for your family, you know,
yes.
when your mom pulls up with a car full of groceries, do you run out or do you wait for her to yell at you to get out
yep.
of your bedroom and come help
right.
her? You know what I mean?
Because that's the only experience
right.
that they have, which
right.
is fine.
They still would just be like, oh no.
Yeah.
Some I'd be like, fine, you're hired. We need a car pusher.
Yeah, fine. Can
I'm
you
tired
start
of
now?
Carts.
Here's your rope.
I'm tired of pushing carts. You're hired. Just please show up. It's the middle of winter. Nobody wants this job.
Oh, gosh. I always feel so bad for them.
They're like trudging through the snow. Oh, my gosh. I have a hard time pushing my one cart to the car in the snow. They have like 14.
Yeah. Like, snow pants on and, oh, my God, boots.
It's terrible. Why do we live in Illinois?
I don't know. It's so bad.
It's so awful.
And cars that, you know, if it's a little bit of snow, they're not stopping for them. It's like, oh, man. I've seen a train of carts get hit, you know, kind of bumped because a car, like, missed the stop sign. I'm like, oh, someone's going to get killed today.
So scary. I can't. Knock on wood. Those poor kids. Like, it's so many almost tragedies.
And no, truly. I was I just remembered something else, too. So I was just interviewing this lady for cashier.
Yeah.
And I said, I was just kidding around, I think, and I said, so have you ever stolen? And she goes, from who?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, from anybody?
Oh, my God.
Like, people just...
I mean, I probably would have been honest about that, but I'm like, you know, when I was a kid, I took a couple packs of gum, you know? But I learned my lesson.
No, she
My
didn't.
Mother spanked me.
She was like, wait, is this for real?
Oh, my God.
I mean, I was kidding, because...
But you know what? You probably... Yeah. That's
I didn't hire her.
Yeah. Yeah. The boss is like, why didn't you hire that lady? I knew her. And you're like, shit. Pretty sure she just admitted to me that she stole from people. You better go check your house.
I love the people that are honest. And when you say, so when was the last time, or, you know, tell me about a time that you had a confrontation with a customer.
And just last week.
Yeah, and they would be like, oh, I mean, and it would be like a very detailed story. And I told that bitch the F out of my store. I'm like, oh, man, what kind of notes do you take?
You're like, you'll fit right in. Finally, someone who'll actually say something.
Four stars. Yes, hire her. Let's go back to the store director.
And he just comes out all wide-eyed, like, what the fuck did you send me this lady
for? Did I just tell you that I trusted you?
Oh, man, interviewing was, like, some of the best times.
Oh, man, I hate doing it, like, being the interviewee. I love interviewing people.
Yes, yes.
Like, I'm going to start interview processes now because we're losing someone or they're going to somewhere else. So I just can't wait to just, so tell me about you and... Like, I don't know. I just feel not like power in any way. I like to.
I'm like, I rule your life. Your destiny is in my hands.
Because your cape is flying.
I determine whether you get this $6.25 an hour job or not.
With bonus.
No paid time. Not until you're full time.
That was always tough with the part-timers.
Yeah.
Because you always had to tell them, so, you know, it's for 20 hours. Sometimes we'll call you for more, but you have to have open availability. Yeah. It's like, oh,
you
man.
You have to be available 24/7, but we're only going to give you 18 hours of work. Yeah. But you need to be available in case somebody doesn't show up, because it is winter.
Yeah.
And nobody shows up.
And if you don't show up three times after when we call you, then you can't work here anymore.
Then we will never call you again. You just be off the schedule. We'll find somebody else who's desperate. So I want to talk about, like, how much products have changed since coronavirus, right?
Yeah.
So I've been a The Works toilet bowl cleaner user my whole life, right? Because we've always had well water. I was, like, drank straight from the hose when we were kids. Mm-hmm. And one of my best friends makes fun of me because I always buy spring water. And she's like, oh, it tastes like rusty water. And I'm like, I love it.
Reminds me of the hose.
Reminds me of the hose. So now, like, we couldn't find The Works for a while, which drove my husband crazy.
Couldn't really find anything for a while.
And I don't even have,
put
like,
it right
rusty.
Next to the pickles.
He's like, he's going mad, like, trying to look for it. He's checking every single store. He's like, I went everywhere, you know. So finally, it's back on the shelf. So he gets, like, a 3-pack of it. You know, we always, because we have 3 bathrooms, mm-hmm. so I have 3 toilets to clean. So I throw it in the toilet the other day. I start scrubbing, and I'm like,
What's wrong with it?
It dyed my toilet blue.
What?
It left like blue streaks in my toilet. So they must have like changed. And
wait, has it always been blue?
It's always been blue, but it's never dyed my toilet blue.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm pretty sure. Okay, so we don't have rusty water like I used to when mm-hmm, I was a kid. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, it would like the toilet would smoke when you would put it in.
Oh man.
So, and I'm pretty sure it's like not that lethal anymore, which is fine. It still does its job, you know, but we don't have, you know, I throw it in there, clean the toilet, whatever. It's no big deal. But I'm like, Now I have like blue tint in my
toilet. Oh my gosh, that's so weird. I wonder if they give you less of the cleaning product and
probably
more of the dye.
More of the dye. Yeah. Yeah. They fill
so
it up.
So you can't see the rust. It just stays blue.
It just dyes them. Now you have blue rust instead of red rust. You got a red, white, and blue toilet now.
I noticed a lot of products are smaller now, smaller ounces.
Oh, for sure.
A little bit more money. Obviously, it's supply and demand, right? Yeah. But I noticed, you know, you're so used to buying the one box of cereal or crackers or whatever.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you're like, wait, this is not what I always buy. And it's a dollar more.
You're like, wait, that whole box didn't fill me up this time.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm offended it says family size. I ate it all myself.
I was just looking at the back. That's so funny. This morning I was looking at Mini Wheats, the back of the box, and it says, it keeps you full till lunch. And I started laughing. I'm like, what?
Hilarious. I'm hungry an hour later.
Yeah. The serving size is like 2/3 of a cup. Who does that?
It's like
a child.
Chinese food. You're like, I know I'm going to be hungry in an hour, but gosh. I'm going to stuff myself right now with all this rice. You know, so me and another friend were talking about how it's illegal for companies to, you know, upcharge for things that are in demand during a national disaster, right? So Clorox wipes, those were in huge demand. Well, all of a sudden you start seeing these, I'm doing air quotes, other brands, which really it's just the same companies making them, but they change a package, bring it out as something new, and then they can charge $8 a thing for it because they're in such high demand.
And it's the same exact item.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember the beginning of coronavirus, we would put a whole pallet out in the morning and it'd be gone in like 4 hours.
Yep.
Like, are you kidding me? Not even 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
My friend over here is saying 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it's like, are you guys wiping your ass with them?
Oh my God, I hope not. It's a lot of burning.
It'd be burning.
Holy cow.
I need to sanitize my whole body.
Holy cow.
Holy smokes.
Holy smokes, that has to burn.
Which reminds me of a story a friend that when I used to bartend told me that he was camping and he really had to poop, you know? And he was like, found these wipes in his club box. And they were Clorox wipes, and he's like, just asked him. He was like, oh my God, I had to dip my ass in the creek. It's burning.
Oh my God. Hold on, I have a question for you. You just mentioned that they can't upcharge you for stuff. So all my Starbucks that I visited last year, every time I asked for soy or oat milk, they always charge me more.
Well, it
I'm
can't
gonna start
be
fighting Starbucks.
It, it can't be more than what they normally charge, right? So, like, say a case of water is normally $3.99. Water's in huge demand because we found out we have lead pipes in our house.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, like Flint, Michigan, you know? Yeah. So those same companies can't just turn around and say, oh, well, now we're going to charge $7.99 for it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah,
you know.
I was going to be about ready to start sending some emails out to Starbucks.
I want to point out again that Flint, Michigan still doesn't have clean drinking water. Gotta love our politicians. Anyways, that's not what
they
we're here
great
to talk about.
Wineries out there, though, in Michigan. I just hope they don't use the same water.
They get you really drunk,
yeah, because
it's lead. It's lead water. Really, it's your brain dying.
I did a race out there, and I just remember going, wow, look at all these wineries. And it was all like cherry wine and stuff. It was so good.
It's kind of like medieval times where they didn't drink the water because there was piss and shit in it.
Yeah,
they just drank
that's
wine.
Delicious.
So that's what they're back to again in Detroit. Yeah. Just drink the wine.
Yeah, exactly.
It's safer than the water. Oh, my God, that's so sad.
You know, can we also talk about the codes on everything and how short they are?
What do you
mean? So, like, expiration dates
the
and
expiration
stuff,
dates.
I feel like they're shorter.
Yes, yes.
Like, even on, like, veggie broth
you
or
know what? And I was thinking,
Jell-O,
too.
I can't even think of right now. Like, any kind of milk. I feel like I only have, like, a week.
Yeah. Well, milk, that's, like, fresh. But I was even thinking on, like, the canned goods. Because we literally, like, cleaned out the warehouses, right?
Yeah.
So, the stuff. But I don't know. I feel like it was a good thing. I was saying that you would not find right now in a store anywhere any old product because every store has rotated through every single item that they have
had. That's true. I am starting to see 22s now.
Yeah.
But I remember just a couple months ago, I went shopping. I came home. I'm like, oh, got to make that tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, shoot. Got to make that next week.
It's funny you said 22s. I was looking because we did that reset today and I'm looking at these fruit cups and I'm like, oh, shit, these go out in April. And then I'm like, oh, of next year.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a long time for
that's a
what's
long
in
time.
That. What's in that fruit cup?
It was a fruit
to be fresh.
Cup. It's a cold fruit cup.
That can sit on a shelf for over a year.
For a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. All right, well,
sick.
Then Maybe I was just, maybe I just got unlucky on
and
that
we
day.
We wonder why we're preserved.
Yeah. You never age because I eat fruit cups that
they have so much preservative in them. And I was actually kind of like questioning it. Like, should that say 2022? Nah, whatever. I don't eat that.
So there was quite a few years ago, there was a pastor that he had read somewhere that Twinkies never mold.
Oh,
ever.
It's a lie.
So he bought a box, ate 9 of them, kept the 10th one on a shelf. And every time people would come in and they would look at it, it looked the exact same.
Stop
it. And then about 5 years into that, it finally started molding.
I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know the cheeseburger and fries from McDonald's never molds. You know, there's plenty of people who have it sitting out. There's like a doctor that has one sitting on their like,
and it just looks the exact same.
I mean, it doesn't look the same. Obviously, it's all dried out and like old,
my skin,
but like our heels. Yeah. But
we call those French bread heels.
It's French baguettes.
I hope no one's
dipping
eating right now on their
oil.
Lunch.
But yeah, so it's you know that'll never go bad. It has so much crap in it.
Hmm. Have you ever lit a Cheeto on fire?
No.
So if you light the end of a Cheeto,
yeah,
it turns into a candle. You can use it on like birthday cakes and, you know, trademark and copyright.
If you don't have a birthday candle, you just need a bag of Cheetos.
Yeah. So always buy a bag of Cheetos for your party. Cause if you forget the candle, you can light a Cheeto and stick it in the cake.
So is that the crunchy ones or the puffs?
The crunchy ones.
Don't light the puffs.
I've never lit in a puff. I don't know. I mean, I've had a puff, but I've
don't try to smoke those Cheetos, kids. I'm just wondering what the puffs would do.
Let's would it try be like, it. Poof, someone it try like, it and send us a message.
No, please
okay?
Don't try it at home. Leave it to the professionals.
And I'm saying try it at home and let us know.
I have seen, you know, like, I love the people that make fun of those 5-minute craft videos.
Oh,
because they're like so unnecessary.
DIYs.
You know? But there is actually a couple that I've seen, like if you're camping and you don't have any Kindle, you can take some Doritos and put it by
and
the
like
wood.
Old underwear or something. Dry, crunchy underwear. With your,
maybe
with
some
your
used Clorox wipes.
That someone just wiped their ass with and then had to go to the creek.
Go dip in the creek. But anyways, you can throw some Doritos on there, light the Doritos on fire, and it should get your fire
yeah,
going.
Yeah, see, it's the same thing then. Yeah, it's the same thing. So bring Cheetos to camping trips.
Cheetos, Doritos, yeah.
Oh my
probably
gosh.
Any kind of potato
I
chip.
I lived on that stuff when I was younger. I can't even imagine what my insides look like.
You know what, though? I'm thinking when we were younger, they were more...
There wasn't as much in there.
Right.
Yeah, true.
They were a little bit better.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What about the sugar-free gummy bears?
Oh! It just reminded me of something. Go ahead.
But
I'm
going to
say this now.
Bored.
Sugar-free jelly beans. Okay, go ahead.
If you ever get bored, just Google sugar-free gummy bear Amazon reviews.
Oh, yeah. They're so funny.
It's probably any sugar-free kind of candy Google reviews. Oh, my God. They talk about, like, I read the one story where this guy was like a mechanic and he like brought him to work and this guy just kept eating them. And then he just kept like shitting his brains out because it's like the sugar-free stuff.
Yep.
Like it literally says on it may work as a laxative. And he's like, man, I don't know why I can't stop shitting as he's eating more. And they're all just laughing at him. He just keeps eating more.
So that's exactly what I was going to say.
Yes.
There's a place around here that sells a whole bunch of jelly beans, and they had sugar-free popcorn jelly beans. And I was on a diet, and I was like, I'll try them. So I ate like half the bag, but I'm talking like this was a pound. So I ate like a half. I almost didn't make it home.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking to myself, am I in labor?
It's
it
a
was
poop, baby.
Water.
Why does
I mean,
it always
what?
Come to poop?
But it's true. Like, don't. You just
oh
a handful,
God.
And that's it.
That's
you know?
It.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. It was horrible. And that's when you said that. I knew that's what you were going to talk about.
Because
that's what happened to me. Sugar-free jelly beans. Oh, my gosh.
I kind of want to just buy a bag and, like, take it to a work meeting.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, everybody, have some of these gummy bears. They're delicious. Watch everybody waiting in line, like, squeezing their cheeks. Man. Oh! What are you doing in there pounding on the door?
I'm going to ship them to everybody that I have meetings with and just watch how many people turn off their cameras because they got to go to the bathroom.
It'll be like Bridesmaids, like, don't look at me.
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
Happening.
Oh, she does it in the sink, doesn't she? Oh, God. It's the worst. Oh, it's,
I'd rather do it in the sink than in the street in the wedding dress.
Okay, I have a really funny story.
Yes.
So I love tea, hot tea. I have a cup of hot tea at night before bed or while I'm working on the podcast.
Yeah.
And so, I can't believe I did this. I'm going down the aisle, and me, who loves sweets, I look over and it says chocolate tea.
Chocolate tea.
And so I was like, oh, this is awesome.
Is it a laxative? Is it X-Lax? Yes. Oh, my God. Did you shit your brains out?
Oh, my God. So I made a cup, and I was like, oh, gurgly stomach, you know? And I'm like, well, but it doesn't really taste like chocolate. This is gross. But then I was like, oh, man, I got a really bad stomachache. I must be getting the stomach flu.
Oh, my God.
So then the next morning, I'm like, man, maybe I'll just have another cup of tea because I really don't want to eat
anything
else. So I'm like, what is going on here?
Oh, my God.
So I go to look at it, and it actually is, like, to help you use the bathroom. I'm like, awesome. I was sick for days.
That is terrible.
For days. And it was funny because I was like, man, I don't really feel like eating. Maybe I'll just have another cup of tea.
No. Meredith.
I'm an airhead. But there was nothing left
in
my insides.
Was it by the pharmacy?
No, it was in it's in a regular aisle for tea.
I see you like by the toothpaste, like, oh, look at this tea they threw over here because people aren't feeling well.
Oh my gosh.
I'll go home and shit my brains out.
Learn my lesson.
Oh, that's so funny.
I'll post a picture of it. It's terrible.
Oh my God.
Don't do
it. I want to see the tea.
Or if someone comes over that you don't like, you can be like, you want a cup of tea?
No, because then they'll never leave and they'll shit all over your house.
We'll send them off before the stomach ache happens.
Oh my God. You're like, you can only stay for 35 minutes. Tops. Sorry, I have an appointment in 23 minutes. You gotta leave before then.
Oh man, that is the worst. It is the worst to be in traffic having to use the bathroom.
Dude,
oh my
gosh.
It's
like my worst fears that I'm gonna be driving like on the tollway.
Yep.
40 minutes from where I have to be, and like I'm gonna shit myself. You know?
Oh man.
I always see the people with the stickers on their car that says I'm speeding because I have to poop, and I'm like, I need one of those. Cops, please don't pull me over. I will shit my pants.
So what kind of crazy things do people do to get fired by you? Anything?
Well, I mean, you know, you got like the normal. They just stop showing up. They fire themselves.
They fire themselves.
But yeah, like stealing.
Yeah.
You know, we've had to let people go for eating food they didn't pay for or just taking product home with them that they didn't pay for.
I know a few people that would go shopping for clothes and then like put them on and
put them on underneath their work clothes.
Working them all day and walk right out the
door.
Oh
my God. Yeah. People are crazy. You know, I'm proud to say like maybe my first job, I kind of got fired. I kind of quit. Like I was 14, you know, but other than that, I don't think I've ever been fired. Well, yeah, I did get fired from the restaurant. I don't know. They didn't like me for a week. And they let me go, and I was like, fine, I don't care. I will go find a new job. I'm young and pretty. And then, like, I ended up working there again for, like, another, like, 3 years after that.
I'm trying to think
if
I ever was fired from anything.
I've quit a lot. Like, when I worked at the bar.
Yeah. I didn't burn any bridges, but I have left jobs.
I did. I burned bridges, and, like, but they still loved me so much they let me come back.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, we want you back. And I was like,
I would say in food service, retail, bartending.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got to go, you got to go because something else comes up. But I have a feeling they're just always looking for people. So a great personality, they're going to hire you back.
I feel like I could
whether you think you burned a bridge or not.
I feel like I could pretty much walk into any job that I've had in the last 20 years and they would be like, sure, we can give you a couple shifts.
Yeah, I feel the same way too. I don't think.
I still talk to everybody that I used to work with.
Yeah. So I remember having to be on a call for, I think it was an unemployment call or something because
somebody got fired. Yeah.
Because she would keep all the coupons that the customers didn't want and she would use it for her own shopping.
Yeah.
But what I learned was there's codes on these coupons because if they put in like their rewards or whatever, then the coupons would print out specifically for them. And that's how they caught her. And she fought it pretty good.
Yeah.
Because she was like, if they're not going to take them, I'm going to take them and use them. I need to save money. It was a pretty tough
case.
That
was like one of the first things you learned when you were hired though, was like,
don't
take the coupons.
You were just talking about the new hire orientation.
Yeah.
And that is something that's mentioned in there.
I would make sure, don't do that.
Throw them in the garbage.
Yeah. You got to rip them up and throw them away. When I didn't even like touching them. I would be like a blackjack dealer. Like, take it from the coupon thing, rip it up, throw it yep. in the garbage, and then like flip my hands around.
You know, I think I feel like I did that too, especially at the service desk. Yeah. If someone handed me money, I would hold it up over my head. This is a 20. I'm putting it in the drawer. You know, I feel like I did that. It was real.
I know. Uh-huh. Because we knew we were always being watched. Yep. So yep. you wanted to be very transparent mm-hmm. about everything.
Yep.
Your hands go nowhere near your pockets while you're in front of the register, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And then I worked there for 10 years and I was like, I don't care. I don't steal.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're never going
to What's there to worry
me.
About? But I think it's just human nature for those that don't yeah. do it.
Working up at the service desk then, it was like you had three or four registers up there. So yes. you got 8 to 10 people working on those mm-hmm. registers throughout the day. One of them starts stealing. Now everyone's being yeah. watched. But like I said, I wasn't worried about it, you know?
You know, I think someone was let go during a time that I was working up there.
Yes.
And it was because her drawer was always off.
Yes.
And I would use it because it was closest to the lottery
right.
machine.
Right,
and so I have a feeling I probably was being watched
I'm sure.
too, but
you
but
know,
I wasn't
you didn't
doing
have to worry
anything.
About it.
Yeah. But I remember thinking about that. I'm like, oh my yeah. God, I used that register.
We had that one employee. She would take money out of the register, go put it in like some clothing, and then her friend would come and take the money.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's so much planning. I don't have time for that either. I do not have time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. I know our friend is sitting here. She's like our audience today. And I'm like, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. So if you hear an extra laugh in the background, we have a friend here.
We have a live studio
we
audience
do,
today.
We do, exactly.
Yay.
Yay. Here we go. Can never get that right.
Live studio audience.
Yeah. We're like the Golden Girls today.
Ooh. Ooh. Why do I always have to be the slutty one?
I'm always the old one. I'm the one that doesn't go on any dates.
You're Maude. It's because you're the tallest.
I'm the tall one with the bad hair. That sounds about right. Well, speaking of still of getting fired, we had people that really wrecked some pallets in the back too. I think we talked about that when Tim was on, right? They would spill a whole pallet.
But we didn't talk about that one incident.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, it was this guy was on because we talked about the pallet jacks, right?
Yep,
or the lifters, the forklifts.
Yep.
We had a real ride-on forklift, not mm-hmm. one of those walk-behind ones. And dude went up, grabbed a whole pallet full of Miller Lite.
Mm-hmm.
Brought it back and dropped the whole pallet
on top of himself
mm-hmm. and the forklift and mm-hmm. the floor. But I feel like that was Miller Lite's fault. They didn't wrap it properly.
They didn't wrap
right?
it properly. Yeah, maybe.
No.
I don't know.
Our other friend is shaking her head. No, it was just lifted improperly off of
the
shelf.
Well, we have a friend that's worked in receiving for a very long time. She just moved over to another job.
Yeah.
And I don't think she ever dropped anything like that.
No,
so it
I know,
all depends
right?
on how you do it.
Yeah.
Or it all, you know. It's
that was my Snapchat memory the other day.
Yeah.
Our one friend that is getting married soon mm-hmm. coming up here. that was when I worked in LP. So I'm like, somebody calls me and they're like, hey, you got to check out video from like 10 minutes ago in the back room. And I was like, okay. Like, I didn't even know what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So here he comes with a pallet and there was like a U-boat of liquor sitting there. And he walks by and just ever so slightly bumps that U-boat. And there goes like four boxes of wine. And he was just like, throws his arms up like, shit. So of course I have to Snapchat it. I Snapchat the screen.
Send it to him.
Send it to everybody we know. Look what he did today.
Oh, it's the worst. Some of these back rooms are so tight and so like,
I know,
oh,
it's
there's
terrible.
Just so much stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I feel so bad. One of my stores that I visit now, it is a very tight back room. Mm. And I'm like, I need stuff off of that pallet up there. And I just look at the guy that has to get it down with like the biggest doe eyes. And I'm like, I am so sorry. I need, and he's like, oh, sure. No problem.
Yeah.
You know?
I know
like,
they whip around like no problem. That's
I'm
all
like,
they know.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Like should I just like leave? I don't want to watch you while you do it. I don't want to make you nervous. He's like, I don't care. Like he's been there for like ever. He doesn't even care. I'm just like, oh, so nervous about it. And he's just like, boop, 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 boop. There you go. It's all down for you. And I was, oh, thank you. I just need this one thing. Can you put it back now? He's probably like, oh, you fucking bitch. You gotta take at least 5 things off of it.
I'd ask someone to take something off the top too, and I moved all the carts out of his way. Like anything up against the wall, anything in the bays, everything. Yeah. I moved everything for you, and he kind of looked at me. He's like, "You didn't have to do that."
He's like, "The feet go right underneath of it."
I'm sweating from moving everything. I'm like, "Can you get that for me?"
He's like, "Way to go, overachiever."
Whatever. I was trying to be nice.
Oh, that's great.
Speaking of taking pallets down and then out to the floor carts out to the floor. And I'm going to go back to customers being in our way.
Well, we've talked about technically you're not supposed to between like 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.
But you know what? When it's Christmas and you need to be in the bins.
That nobody looks at.
Exactly. When it's the holidays and you need a pallet out in bakery because you need sugar. I mean, sometimes you just got to do it. But I used to break those rules all the time because they would say, move it over to the, I'm like, touch it once.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I can't tell you how many times I'll be like booking with the pallet or the cart to go into the cereal aisle or something, and a customer just walks right in my way.
Right, you have to in front of you. Yeah.
You have to stop the cart.
And they stop to stare at this water bottle for 5 minutes and look at the ingredients.
Yep.
See if it has lead.
And they notice that you're there. I mean, they see you stop. And like, and so I got to the point, like my last year when I was like so sassy from being there, I would like be real dramatic. You know how like football players or basketball players fall? I would act like the cart's like hit my bag and be like, oh
God, I totally almost just took you out. Probably should have.
I would make it so dramatic. I could totally be like a retail actor.
Dude, I see somebody coming with a pallet and I like jump out of their way. Yeah, you know, I'm like, oh my God, don't let me make you slow down.
You know, one time I was at the store that I shop at, not where we worked, and I saw a woman coming and I had my cart in front of me and I saw her. And so I backed up and she shook her head like she was so mad at me that I was in her way that I actually said, I saw you coming and got out of your way. I work retail too.
Oh my God.
So you don't have to give me an attitude. I totally like taught her a lesson not to be so mean to customers.
But why is she being a bitch to you if you got out of her way?
I did. I promise you. I got out of her way. I saw her. I'm like, whoa. And I like pulled my cart back and she shook her head.
She's like, I needed to go down the aisle. God.
And I was very sassy. I was like, I saw you coming. I work retail too. You don't have to give me an attitude. And she kind of like threw over her shoulder. I know. I'm sorry. I'm like, you better be sorry.
Yeah, you're having a bad day. Just because you're having a bad day, don't make everybody else around you have a bad day. Mm-hmm. I cannot express that enough, people. I'm always given attitude. Because I can now. I mean, you know, I can't. Like, I can't be like, F you to customers. But I can be like, oh, that really sucks, but I don't work here, so I don't know what you want me to do about it.
The first couple weeks that we had to start wearing masks, I think people forgot that they could talk through them. So I was at a store and I was just helping them because we really didn't know what was going on, right? It was that fresh, like, what the heck is going on? And I was cleaning carts. Every time a cart would come back in, I would spray it down for them, wipe it down, and go. And I'm telling you, I bet 75% of the people would come in and wave at me because they couldn't they didn't remember how to say hello. And I, you know, through the mask. And then I would be working in the aisles and they would come up without saying anything and shove their phone in my face.
Oh my God.
And kind of point, and I'm like, yes, like, can I help you? Like, what are we doing here?
What about the people who can't hear, so they would pull their mask down? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Well, I can hear you just fine. Can you please put your mask back up? It's around your ears, not on top of them.
It's funny how you lose that, you know?
I don't know. Take away one sense.
It's kind of like when you're driving and you're following directions, you got to turn the radio down.
Yeah.
You know, so that you know where
so
you're
can
going.
Find it.
I totally do it. I try not to. I'm like, I'm not going to be those people that turn my radio down. I want to keep listening to my hip hop. And then I'm like, turn it down because I don't know what street I need to turn on.
Wait, I know it's coming. Turn it down. Turn is coming soon. Do you ever get a cramp in your leg while you're driving?
It cramps all the time.
I just spent the night at my aunt's house. I don't know. I just spent the night at my aunt's house. We got real drunk because I haven't seen her in like a year, right?
Yeah, I mean, party
she's
time.
All fully vaccinated now. We can hang out. We were like super excited and stuff, you know? So we went to her neighbor's house, got real drunk in the garage, and then she was like, you could sleep in bed with me. And I was like, yay, sleep over. So her bed is literally up against the wall, and I'm against the wall, and I got like a cramp in my leg, you know, when you're all dehydrated and being drunk the night before, and I'm trying to get out of bed, like, oh, and she's like, oh my God, what's going on? And I was like, oh, I have a cramp in my leg. And then all the dogs are getting up, like, what's going on? I'm like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
I get cramps now in my legs and my back from sitting. God, I hate to say that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the worst, though.
But that's what I feel like. You know, I used to have a 1 minute commute. Now I have an hour commute. Yeah. And that's what it is. It's yeah. like sitting for so long and like pushing the gas pedal. Uh-huh. And I'm like, ooh, you know.
The arch of my foot starts hurting.
Yeah.
I'm like, I find myself going too fast down the highway trying to take my shoe off. I'm like, what's going on here?
Because you're pushing the gas with your left foot. Yeah. Driving a little awkward. I can drive like a manual fine with my right and yeah. left, but God forbid I have to push like gas or brake with my left foot. All of a sudden it's like,
I like the people you can tell when they have their right foot on the gas and their left foot on the brake. So it's like,
my husband does that. And it's like you're driving behind him and his brake lights are just constantly on. Like, what are you doing?
They're speeding up, but their brakes are on. Yeah. It's like, what is, idiot. Yeah, it's so weird.
I love you, babe, but you're an idiot.
Does he listen to our podcast?
No.
He doesn't mind.
No. Oh. He doesn't know how.
Set him off.
He's a little technically declined. But I know some of his family listens to it. So, hey, guys. Don't tell Johnny I talk about him on the podcast.
Are you ever working and you get an itch on the bottom of your foot?
Oh, my
and
God. I was scared you were going to say where that itch was. Yes.
Keep it clean.
Yes. I have to like stomp it like.
Oh, you know, sometimes I have to go to the bathroom and take my shoe and sock off.
No.
What? Why? No.
In the bathroom?
Well, I'm holding my foot
Sick.
Up. Holding my foot up.
No, I go out to my car.
Oh, that's true. I mean, yeah, that too. But I mean, I would touch the ground.
I would go. Yeah, no, I'd go outside and like itch it on the asphalt.
Oh, because that's better. Because, you know.
Then the bathroom, yes. At least the rain washes away the bumps pee. Oh, the bumps pee is just in the bathroom.
Just bring some works with you and then like you can.
Dye everything blue.
Yeah, dye everything blue and then rub your foot on it.
Oh, sick. Some overly priced Clorox wipes. That's what I was going to say, too. There's some brands of Clorox. Well, it's not Clorox. I keep saying that, but just brands of disinfecting wipes, and they have the worst smell ever.
Yeah.
It's the worst smell. And everything is antibacterial now.
Everything.
They have
everything.
Body wash.
Yeah.
Are you, like, antibacterial-ing your vagina?
I don't know.
I've been a woman for a while now, and they say you're not even supposed to put soap up in there.
Oh, gosh.
You know,
this
so.
This just got really crazy.
But you know what I mean? Like, and you're putting antibacterial shit up. That's just like asking for a yeast infection. Anyways.
Oh, my gosh. We have men that listen. Come on.
Sorry, guys. I forgot we were recording.
Yeah, and I keep telling other people this. We keep, you know, antibacterial and everything. So when we all get out and we want to go see other people, we're all going to get sick.
Yep. That's like what my mom says. Yep.
I mean, I understand the people that have stayed home for over a year. They have diabetes or that, you know, they're just waiting on that shot.
And right.
But I feel like they've been home with the same germs all year. And now you add in this soap with the extra antibacterial and all
you
this
get,
kind of stuff.
You get no germs whatsoever.
You get no germs. So then they're going to go out and it's going to be something easy, like touch a handle at, you know.
Their immune system is at nothing.
Nothing. I know. So
it's
I'm
like
actually,
being a cancer patient.
I feel
then,
like we're fortunate
know?
That we spent it being in stores. I mean, you know, our immune system should be, knock on wood, should be okay.
I agree.
But I do. I really feel bad for the people that stayed home.
That's
now,
why I
we
think
were told to stay home, right? We just had to go out. I have a different view.
We were essential.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Correct.
But so I feel like that's why it didn't hit me so hard. I did get the COVID and it didn't hit me hard because I played outside when I was a kid. Yep. I ate mud. Drank from the hose. Mm-hmm. Probably some lead laden water. Yep. You know, that's why I am the way I am today. But that's why I didn't get that sick because I didn't close myself up.
Yep.
And, you know, I think that's when it hits you hard.
So I was looking back at my Facebook memories and every February I get really sick and it lasts a month.
Yeah.
You know, where it just like it's a constant cough or constant runny nose or just, you know, every once in a while on a Thursday night I'll get a fever.
Yeah.
I didn't get anything like that last year or this year.
Yeah.
So I didn't get anything.
Because we had masks on.
Yeah, there but I didn't get like anything no at all. So did the common cold go away? I don't know.
I'm not going to say it's extinct. I think it went into some dormitory.
But I mean,
whatever.
So I guess that's good, right? So you have all this extra soap and the masks and the.
Yeah.
So I mean, if we could keep that up, that'd be great because I don't want to keep getting the common cold every February. But
I know. But I think it's good for your.
That's
I
true.
I still think it's good for you to get it.
Yeah.
It reminds your body how to fight it.
That's true. Yeah, you know? True. Now you're scaring me. Now I better
be
around.
You want me to lick your eyeball? Sick.
take some old antibiotics like you did.
That just gives you hives. Don't
do
that.
Oh, yeah, forget it. Didn't make I get those
sick.
Enough.
It didn't make me sick. I was perfectly fine. Great spirits, just eye swollen shut with hives.
I hate getting sick. I hate not being able to breathe through my nose.
Oh, that's the worst.
I can't imagine. And my allergies are hives.
Yeah.
But like Kayla,
yeah,
she always has like congestion and stuff.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I take her to work with me sometimes and she's like, you got Kleenex in here?
Yes,
I'm like,
I
yeah, you know,
so
I got it.
Bad.
She used a whole box.
Yep. Yep. Oh man. That
I'm
would
like,
drive
holy
me crazy.
Smokes.
Holy smokes. We're going to get shirts that say that.
I know. I want to.
Yeah.
Shirt
yeah. No, no, definitely. Definitely. And holy smokes.
Holy smokes.
Speaking of soap, I remember at our place of work, they had, it was a one-stop shop. So
right.
They did have health and beauty on one side, but then
right.
They had some of that over on the grocery side.
So you didn't have to cross the
yeah.
whole
sometimes you don't
store.
Want to do that, you
yeah.
know, or you couldn't, you know.
Yeah.
They have a small 4-foot or 8-foot section.
By garbage bags,
yes,
paper plates.
Of soap and all that, but it's across from butter. Jello, you know, cookies that you can make.
It's like where the refrigeration
that
aisle
was
starts.
Probably my biggest complaint when I from customers.
People would complain about that.
They would complain about that. I don't want my butter smelling like soap. I don't want my cookies to smell like soap. So you know what I did? I bought butter and I bought cookies and I baked them and they didn't taste or smell like soap. And I would tell the customers that. Like, I mean, actually now that we're all into this extra soap and all that
right.
kind of stuff, maybe they don't mind and there's
they're like,
something else to
soap.
Complain about.
I'm
yeah.
eat the soap.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to clean my insides
but
too.
But they always complain about that. I don't want, you know,
so
I don't want my butter smelling like lavender. I'm like, I've never had that happen.
You know how much butter I've bought from that place? I've never.
Never.
The only thing is if I forget about it in the back of the freezer and I'm like, it tastes like freezer.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, I've had that happen. And then my cookies go flat.
Yeah.
Then I have flat
yeah.
cookies if I accidentally use old butter. But yeah, that was always a complaint. I don't
That's
know
so
why.
Silly.
And you know, when you would go down that aisle, you don't smell the soap.
No.
So I don't know what you smell the
you
fun
would smell
garbage
like
bags.
The garbage bags.
Yeah, the yeah. lavender or orange
yeah.
peel or whatever.
And those
whatever
were
they
way
have.
Down the aisle away from
yeah.
the butter, so you didn't have to worry
yeah.
about it.
So why wouldn't they complain about that?
No.
But I don't know.
No, they just did not like that those things were close.
I bet they
to
don't complain
other.
Anymore though, because it's there, because it was empty. It was empty last year. Every time
bought
I shopped,
it
what they bought it all.
They said
so they were not worried about it.
They were like, "Oh my god, I'm so grateful that this is so conveniently placed right here by the butter that I need."
And it was in the toilet paper aisle,
yeah.
Paper aisle too. So.
Oh god.
Yep.
Did you guys get conned into buying those big boxes of really cheap paper towels because it was all that was available?
No, the only thing that we bought extra that we thought maybe we would need because we were getting nervous was RV paper. We don't have an RV. And the 4-pack is still upstairs.
Why would you?
Because it was the last on the shelf.
You're like, we only have 6 rolls yeah. left. We better buy some of this RV paper.
I think my husband bought it. He
Do
came
you have
home
a septic
and put
though, right?
Yes.
So it's good for your septic.
It says it's fine for septic, but it's
yeah.
kind of funny because I saw it sitting on the counter and it was during the whole like fresh start of everybody buying everything. And I looked out at the counter and I'm like, RV paper?
Oh,
he was like,
God.
It was the only one that was
oh,
left. I want to make sure we can, you know, wipe our asses.
Yeah.
So
after like a while of the pandemic going on and I go into the store and I'm pretty loyal to my one
mm-hmm,
store, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, son of a gun, they have like no paper towels. Like I'm not a snooty paper towel person, but
yeah.
I'll usually buy the store brand, and they just had one kind of paper towel. You could either buy a box of like 24 of them or individual rolls. And I was like, well, it's cheaper to buy the box of 24
mm-hmm.
compared to the individual rolls, even though I should have just bought like 3 of the individual. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm going to save some money.
Yeah.
They're the worst paper towels I've ever used.
It's
they're
like thin or?
It's like the Scott brand of paper towel. Yeah. It's
oh.
like the thinnest like tissue paper. Like
oh.
I'm like, I use 4 times as much, you know.
Jeez.
Like usually if I cook bacon, I'd put like 2 paper towels
So you
down.
Thought you saved money, but you're
yeah.
using it 4
yeah.
times as much.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
really?
They're still not gone because I don't use paper towels that much.
Yeah.
I need to cook more bacon.
So if they're like tissue, keep it because when we get together with our friends to do projects during the holidays, we can figure out a wreath or something.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. We're going to make paper towel everything for everybody.
And there's your gift, everybody.
There you go. You're going to get a paper towel snowman. Some lady yelled at me today, where is your jacket? This is what I was wearing to work. So I have a short sleeve shirt on, but I have a tank top under it. You know, like I have some layers on
yeah,
under
yeah.
here. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? She's like, you're going to get sick. And I was like, you don't get sick from the cold.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my mask. What are you talking about? Like, I thought she was like mad at me for something.
Yeah.
She's like, where is your coat? You know? And I was like, as long as it's 34 degrees and rising, I'm fine. I don't even need a coat. I'm just like my mom.
But you're so fast in the stores, though, too. Right. You're running around, and you're going
to
sweat.
And yeah. I'm literally going from the store to my car, and I do not park all the way out in the lot. Like, I leave it within video surveillance, you know. I've learned that lesson from other people. But anyways, yeah, last Christmas we made my mom shirts that said, if I was cold, I'd put on a sweater. And I was like, I need one of those shirts for work.
Yeah, for people that are going to come up and say, where's your jacket?
Yeah, I go into, like, the dairy cooler, and they're like, oh, my God, aren't you cold? I'm like, no. I was just sweating my ass off out there. Like,
run around your store.
I literally came in here to stock some milk and cool off.
I used to do that, I remember.
Yeah, you know. Anyways.
All right, well, episode 8 is complete. Yay. I can't believe it. This is so awesome.
We're almost to 10.
Oh, my gosh.
10 is so exciting. We're going to have to celebrate.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely.
So, guys, don't forget to go check out our Facebook and Instagram because we're going to be doing those giveaways. Yay.
So exciting.
You know, you want some Clopin merch.
Heck yeah.
Merch.
Well, we'll talk to you next Friday.
Yay. Bye, guys. Bye. Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by Nametag Productions, LLC. Entire podcast, unless otherwise stated, written by the hosts. Drums, written and performed by my son, Steven. The Clopin Effect, a retail podcast. If we have to be all in this together, we might as well make it fun.